Well, there's a number of things that happen during the course of the game that we haven't fallen victim to. One is fumbling the ball on fourth down, let alone fumble it as we're going in the end zone, turn the ball over. You know, those kinds of things. Our penalties peaked a little bit. We just had, we had some things take place at different times. False start here, and then, of course, we had that unfortunate 10-second runoff, which is another story. But there were just some things that happened that, we just haven't done. And so, as you go back and look at the tape today, guess what? There's more good things than we thought we saw yesterday. Also, it's tremendous efforts. And, no, I'm not concerned about our run game. We can still run the football. And, just a combination of things yesterday. But overall, pleased with the road win, pleased with the way we ended up finishing the game. You get the ball back, you need a first down to kneel on it. And we got the first down, we stayed in bounds, and we came home. So it was a good win for us, and we're clearly on our next opponent.
How encouraged are you by what the wide receivers did?
It didn't surprise me at all. I mean, I've seen them do it on the practice field. You see it during games. But, it was clearly a game that we had to change. And we picked it up and threw it, and they made the plays. Brandon made some great catches, some balls that were cut loose well before he came out of his break. And they know that. They know that they got to get to where they're supposed to get to because the ball's going to be there.
Kerry and Scooter Ridden yesterday, it's been a while, and it seems like it has been.
Yeah, he was. He was considering. Kerry's played in some cold games. He's played in the wind. And he's done that. He's played in bad surfaces, and knows the importance of keeping his feet underneath him. But take Kerry's experience, and that pays off. But also, Kerry had time to throw the football yesterday, which was huge. Our offensive line and tight ends and backs did a great job for the most part protecting.
Where does his experience help you going forward?
Well, I mean, he's become just like the rest of us, a 1 week at a time guy. So, we're going to put the game plan in and see what they elect to do defensively, then be prepared to adjust.
How hopeful are you that a performance like yesterday by Kerry or the one against the Colts in the second half might encourage defenses to play you more honest and straight up as opposed to load the box?
I can't predict what they're going to do. I can only state what they've done at this point. So, we feel good that we've been able to make some plays when people have said, look, we're gonna take your run game away.
You played against top defenses this season. What was it that the Chicago defense did that made running the football difficult?
There was always an extra guy on the line scrimmage that was unaccounted for, regardless of our personnel groupings. They had an extra guy, and they were penetrating, and they just said, you're not going to run.
A lot of mistakes up front as well?
No, a few times. I mean, there's a few things. There's for a good example, we have a tackle for a loss. Mike Brown shoots the gap and makes a play for a 2-yard loss. Well, the defensive tackle grabs the face mask, Jake's face mask, and Jake can't come off. He's doubling and coming off to the safety. He can't because he's got his face mask. They don't see it. He's in the backfield, makes a tackle. So, just things, things like that create some of the tackles for loss. And we were close to him. We were close to some huge runs. So that's the encouraging thing is we blocked it well. We got close. We got tripped up. We slipped. But, it's still there.
Scheme-wise, what they did, no different than most teams, more so that they were able to execute.
It's a different type of scheme. You watch them, they had backers in the gaps, penetrating the gaps, and safeties on the edges, backers blitzing off the edge. And so you protect them and you throw the ball down the field. You're still going to run the football because you call runs just because you need to call runs. But I think given the opportunity with the guys on the line scrimmage, we pretty much could have picked it up and thrown it every down.
How'd that play of surface compare to some of the other ones you played on in the past with where there's been poor footing?
Well, it's the nature of grass fields in that part of the country at this time of the year. That's how they are. It's wet. It's just the way it is. They slip too. It's just part of the game.
Had Chris Johnson, the guy said, so much success in games this season, react to a day like that?
Well, I think basically what he does is he flashes forward to the fact that we're going to go down and play outside in sunshine, Florida. That gets him through it.
Jeff, you like the ability to, when you have one thing taken away, able to go to the air and through the win, showing special teams defense. How complete was yesterday's game?
Well, I mean, all three phases know that they have a responsibility to contribute, and there's going to be weeks where the defense is going to win the game for you. There's going to be weeks when the offense wins and weeks when the special team's going to make some big plays. Well, this was a game where all three phases had to make big plays at different times to give us a chance to win. Griff's tackle on the punt was this great effort, as you'll see. You know, we got starters contributing on special teams right now because they know how important it is.
How encouraged were you with the play of the defensive line without Kyle and Albert limited?
Well, it's no different than what we've been the last few weeks. We've had injuries up there, and everybody that's playing is making plays for us.
Last night on ESPN, Tom Jackson suggested that Kerry Collins was the MVP of the NFL for what he's done for your team.
You know, there's a lot of things that are said and implied and questioned, and there's praise, there's criticism on a weekly basis. We don't pay any attention to that. This is clearly a team effort. There were big plays at the other end of those throws. He knows, he'd be the first to tell you. Our offensive line has given Kerry a chance, given him a chance. And that's all we can ask of him now.
Do return guys develop rhythm with blockers as the season goes through, or is every kick and punt an adventure all its own? In terms of Chris Carr's emergence here in the last few weeks.
Well, it's the one thing that Chris can do is he makes great decisions. He can feel the ball. He's got tremendous confidence in his ability to field difficult punts. And he knows he has a feel. He doesn't have to take his eyes off the ball to check coverage. He has a feel. He knows where his help is, and so, you know, and he takes the ball north and south for the most part. And when you do that, you're going to have plays. The guys are working real hard to create seams and lanes for him in both phases, the punt return and the kickoff return. And he just needs to keep doing what he's doing. You know, his field position was a huge factor in this game, and a lot was his ability, even on some of those returns that were 2 and 3 yard returns. The fact that he fielded the ball under difficult situations and got tackled immediately created, you know, to that field position advantage for us.
Baronis had to make a big play on Hester at one point in the game. What do you tell kickers when it comes to tackling guys or trying to...
Well, he just, you know, the return was set up to where, they blocked it pretty well. We had a couple of guys cut off, and we pushed him to the sideline. And he just uses an angle and just uses the sideline. That's what he does. It's not a difficult play for a kicker when you got the sideline involved. The more difficult play for the kicker is, you know, when you're between the numbers.
Was Jacob Ford more stunned at what happened when he landed?
No, he was a little shook, but he overcame it.
This is a time where, obviously, the economy is horrible. A lot of people's lives are not a lot to feel good about. Do you get a sense when you're around town that this team, this perfect start, has done something to energize the city?
Well, I mean, we saw it, through the Monday night game, and then, of course, with our 100 straight sellout against the Packers. I mean, we see that. We've seen that. So, I mean, I think people are excited, and I think they have every right reason to be excited. We're excited. And I think for the most part, people are buying into into how we've done it and what the philosophy is, and they're into the 1 week at a time thing. I don't think we find people that are looking ahead. And yeah, everybody's excited, thinking, well, what happens if? Well, you know, none of that means anything unless you go and win the next game. But I mean, I think people are pretty much excited about what we're doing. It's always been the case as long as we've been here.
When you're out in the city and stuff,
you know, it's the weather such now, the windows are up, it's coming to and from work, I don't have much interaction with people.
What are the challenges that go with placing teams second time around? You play the three AFC South teams already, now you play home for the road.
Well, it's the second time around, as you say, and each time you play a team in the division, or a game in the division, they're different. You know, we can't expect a repeat of what happened in the first game against the Jags. We look at that and go back year after year. I mean, last year we ran for 285 yards against them. The second time we played it, we couldn't get a first down on the ground. So, you know, it's just that they change every matchup. The second time around is different. And so, you know, we don't know what to expect. I mean, they clearly need a win. we clearly need a win because it's a division game, so you know, you don't know what to expect until you get going.
Are you surprised that they've struggled like they have this season?
I think they've done a good job considering the fact that they've had to overcome some very difficult injury situations, specifically on their offensive line. That's difficult. I think we all know, you know, we deal with injuries and you plug people in, but when you have injuries in one position, it's going to be difficult to overcome. They found a way to overcome it. They got the run game going. They're protecting the quarterback again, and that was a big win for them.
You know, you said every team, aiming to knock you off, don't care if you're unbeaten, right? Don't care if you're unbeaten. But Jacksonville, because of the rivalry, you get a sense of probably people down there, maybe that team would love to be the team in the future.
Well, look what Jacksonville did at Indy when they went to Indy. I mean, they answered the bell there. They found a way to win that thing, and at the end, but they found a way to win it, despite the fact that they were fairly banged up. This is a tough place to play for us, and we'll get their best shot. And, you know, hopefully we can correct some of the mistakes and move forward, get a little better, and give them our best shot.
I knew Keith was a game-time decision, but knowing him the last 10 years like you have, did you have a hunch he would be out there?
I had reason to believe he would show up. And that'll also be the case this week. But he'll be day to day.
You said after Sunday's game about the 500 run, that you didn't expect him to practice much this week.
That's correct.
Do you still feel that same way?
Yes, I said that. Yes, I've changed my mind. Yes.
How's Nick Harbor?
We're going to do some tests. His ankle sore. Got a couple guys. Nick's got a little ankle. He'll probably be day-to-day. But two concussions, Samad and Justin McCarrenson. So we'll kind of monitor them over the next few days to see how they are. And then we'll, you know, take a day-to-day approach once again with Kyle.
Well, potentially all of them could practice at the end of the week.
Yes.
King play well?
Yes, he's come in. When we've called upon Eric, he's come in and he's made plays for us. He did that yesterday. Broke up a couple nice passes and couple of nice tackles and continued his special teams production while replacing Nick.
So of all of this is on the field coming in fresh, or coming in without being in there, how tough are those quarterbacks?
Well, it's, you know, it's a difficult position to come off the bench and play, but he's playing. He's playing on special teams. He's running around. He's paying very close attention to what we're doing. He knows what we're doing, and you know, that's why he's here. I mean, you saw the production we got out of him earlier in the year when he came in for Nick.
How did Lavelle Hawkins do when he had to move up and play a lot when he went to the three receiver sets? I know he had a couple of catches, but was he in the right spot?
He did a nice job for us. Yeah. He's improved.
How do you decide when to insert a starter on special teams? Who goes to that decision?
It's a staff decision, and really it's a case by case basis, and what they do well, and is there a chance that this particular player is better than a backup in this role? And Griff's an exceptional special teams player.
What are the injured guys?
We'll probably have a better idea Wednesday when we get on the practice field. We'll take everybody day to day.
He benefited clearly from being shut down, you think?
I think it was a good decision to give him a rest, yes.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.